dude, so we were talking the Royals. So the Prince Andrew, you know about all of his allegations, right?
No, I don't.
Bro, I'm going to give you the snapshot.
Yeah.
So he's best, he claims BFF with Ghislaine Maxwell, who's Epstein's alleged procurer slash girlfriend, bae.
Yes.
Yeah, who also is weird. Like, it's not just procurer.
And is out chilling.
She stayed with him after he got indicted for raping kids and whatever, but whatever, okay, that's just a normal
That's just a loyal bae, dude.
Just a loyal bae.
That's
normal.
Arguably the most loyal bae.
I mean, that's the definition of it.
Damn.
So, yeah, so that's...
I kind of support her now.
Dude, wait.
That's a good bae.
I mean, technically, that is the definition of thick and thin.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I wonder about that in terms of, like, a bae just, like, sending other bays into women prostitution. Or women, obviously, women. Like, in a young girl prostitution. That's a power trip, dude.
Yeah.
Of recruiting. I don't even know how you're, like... You already have a bunch of money. Be like, all right, maybe I was struggling super hard. Like, how does that even come about? I don't know. But Prince Andrew was in pictures with his accusers. One of his accusers he's in a picture with. Arms around her waist. That buzzing?
Sorry, yeah.
That's some fucking shit
here, sorry.
See, here's a picture of him with his arm around his accuser's waist in the upstairs of Maxwell's house. And he claims he was like, well, yeah, I mean, I see that picture, but like, I've never been upstairs in my friend's house. So, I mean,
that
might
not
be my arm. That might be someone's arm. Yeah, and everyone's like, well, how the fuck do you know that's what upstairs looks like? But either way, dude, he fucking jumbled all over. This is him saying how he was introduced to Epstein. So fucking funny.
States and doing things, and if he wasn't there, he would say, well, why don't you come and use my houses? So I said, that's very kind, thank you very much indeed.
That's very kind, thank you much
so
indeed.
So according to his narrative, and that's the funny part, for everyone who watched that interview, it's like, just suspend all of the things of what people think he was doing and go by his story. It's the funniest fucking story, dude. According to Prince Andrew, he got out of the Navy. He was single for a while, but he never partied.
I was single for a while.
He was single.
Never partied.
Dude, literally, that's how it's exactly what he says.
I wasn't partying.
I wasn't much of a partier. That's literally how he talks. And he's like, but I was single in the 80s for a long spell of time. And then he starts talking about, so he was a prince. He wanted to learn about business. So he's like, I must go to America to learn about business. And he's like, he links up with Epstein. Who really is not as...
Yeah, I want to learn about business. I want to link up with Epstein.
I'm a prince, and I need to learn about business. I'm totally fucking... I have no idea.
I couldn't be in London with, like, the top bankers in the world.
Yeah, dude. No fucking way.
No.
He has to go to... So, he's friends with...
Go to South Beach, wherever the fuck he was.
I have to go to an island with a ton of underage women to learn about business. Dude, his story is...
No, that's true. That's good basic economy.
He wanted to figure out... Dude, I mean, his whole thing with Epstein is that, like, what he said Epstein has a... What Epstein did right, he just had a knack for bringing, like, the coolest people together. He just had a way. This is what he says. He's like, he had a way of bringing, like, just the most diverse and just, like, eminent people in their fields together.
Yeah,
it's
what
like,
do you think that way was?
Yeah. What do you think that attractor was?
Yeah.
He just had a way. He
just all men of different... Everybody just loved it.
He just had a way of accumulating the most powerful men in one place. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, what was it?
The
finest young sniz in the world?
No, it was just people who wanted to learn about business, Shane. Get your fucking
true, don't be such
a conspiracy theorist, dude.
My bad.
Prince Andrew was chilling in the castle. He's in Buckingham Palace. He's like, I'm done the Navy. I'm working a lot of charity work around the abuse of children, weirdly enough. And he's like, it's time I strike off to America, like a Dickens novel character. He's like, it's time I learn about business. So he went over there. He's friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. It's a stretch to say that him and Jeffrey Epstein were, like, good friends by any imagine.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know. He was more or less, Epstein was like a plus one kind of situation.
Yeah.
But.
I stand with the prince.
This is the prince's narrative. So he was learning business. Epstein, again, as you saw him and said, well, if you need a place to crash, I have all these properties. You can stay. And he goes, indeed, that's fantastic. So he goes and stays, and he starts hanging out. He goes to the island.
Like, well, that's quite nice. Yes. That's quite nice.
He goes to the island, and then, you know, he's on there. He's at the island multiple times. He's staying at Epstein's place all the time. The shit hits the fan. Epstein gets busted.
Damn it.
Indicted.
Damn it.
Dude, what's Prince Andrew do? Again, they're not friends, bro. Prince Andrew, rather, because they were like, well, why did you go visit him after he got indicted? And he was like, I didn't want to be a chicken. The chicken's way out would have simply been a phone call to end this friendship. I went to go face-to-face to discuss with him. And they're like, what? And they're like, why? And he was like, I went over there and I said, Jeffrey, that's it. No more. It's done. It's not good for us to be together anymore. And the lady's like, according to this, you stayed at his house for the next 3 days after that? And he goes, well, I needed a place to stay, of course.
I couldn't just fly back. I'm not made of money. I don't have the Bank of England behind me.
He's like, I checked out Hotel Tonight and everything was ridiculous. Of course I stayed. And the dude, they're like, well, they had a party in that night. You were the guest of honor. He was like, oh, a party?
Damn, Epstein had a party after he got indicted?
He had a party. Wow. After he took a plea deal and got done. Oh. Threw a party. Prince Andrew's like, I'd hardly call it a party. There was 8 people there. Dude, his fucking shit is unbelievable.
8 people is exactly what a party is.
I mean, dude, that's
I have a party with more than 8 people. I'm like, this sucks.
Dude, this is the, I have all these things timestamped. It is the funniest fucking shit listening to this guy. But that's his tale. Oh, so the other thing, too, is that so they're like, well, okay, so say that's true. And, you know, you were around all this all the time. Yeah. How did you not know that there was weird shit? You're a prince. You're not like a total fucking ditz. Like, you could tell if there's a bunch of young girls around. He was like, there were two answers to that. They were so funny. He was like, well, first of all, with my station, I am part of the royal family. People tend to clean up their act a little differently around me. So when I'm around, it's a whole different set of behaviors. So it was as if he was hitting down on Epstein again, still in business mode. And people were like, oh shit, the prince is coming. Guys, don't talk about like how we fuck kids and stuff. We can't upset this prince.
How old were these kids? What like is this? I don't
15,
know.
15, 16. The girl who he accused of having sex was 17 at the time. Epstein got indicted for raping a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, man.
And then he got in trouble later for like procuring underage prostitutes. That was another thing on the books he got busted for. So this dude was busted, dude. And this guy was chilling with him after being busted. And just being like, well, I didn't want to be a chicken. I had to tell him face to face, Jeffrey, that's it. No more.
It's awesome.
Dude, this is his.
I love that that's what he thinks people are going to believe his conversation was. It was definitely like, you cannot tell on me. I'll kill your entire family if you tell on me.
For sure.
That's exactly what the conversation was.
They met in Times Square. Not in Times Square. They met in Central Park to talk.
Oh, yeah, so he couldn't fucking kill him. Epstein was like, you're going to kill me, dude.
Yeah.
We need to meet very publicly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they discussed it. He went over there for 3 more days and did what, you know, just obviously had parties and did business. He's like, I was doing business. I didn't even see him barely.
Just doing business.
I saw him in the corridors.
Dobus.
Dude, this is his...
Also, a bit of a stretch. I don't know why I've collected that title because I never have really partied. I was single for quite a long time, in the early 80s. But then after I got married, I was very happy.
Sorry, that was the wrong thing. That was
all right, I like it.
That was the wrong thing, dude.
I don't know why.
Oh, dude, this is my favorite part of the whole thing. Skipping forward. Sorry, this is annoying to the people, but this is funny as fuck. I can't do this. Is the sound bites are too funny.
I was talking to... And I took the decision that it was, I had to show leadership and I had to go and see him and I had to tell him, that's it.
That was December of 2010.
Yep.
He threw a party to celebrate his release and you were invited as the guest of honour.
Oh, in 2010? That certainly wasn't a party to celebrate his release in December, because it was a small dinner party. There were only 8 or 10 of us, I think, at the dinner. If there was a party, then I'd know nothing about that.
You were invited to that dinner as a guest of honour.
Well, I was there, so there was a dinner. I don't think it was quite as you might put it, but yeah, okay. I was there at a dinner. Yeah.
I'm just trying to work this out because you said you went to break up the relationship, and yet you stayed at that New York mansion several days. I'm wondering how long.
But I was doing a number of other things while I was there.
But you were staying at the house of a convicted sex offender.
It was a convenient place to stay.
Yo, I mean, this dude is on the next level, dude.
I love that fucking sigh. Just like, oh, God. Like, I have to explain this to you. It was a fucking nice place to stay. God. I can't believe I'm even having this conversation.
Dude, there's another part of the so he got in trouble for, so there's that, right? So he's staying at a pedophile's house. They don't know why. And there's pictures of him with his arms around like a fucking, while he's married, like a 17-year-old girl's waist. And he's like, they're like, do you think that's a faked picture? He's like, it's impossible to say. He's like, I don't remember ever. And I thought about it and I'm like, did I ever have sex? no, I can't remember anything. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Dude, there, I could go on. Dude, it's like, there's so much shit on there. It's so fucking funny. There was also, so they the night of the girl, so the girl said something about, like, the girl who accused him of, like, he was like, we had sex three times, he paid $15,000 to Ghislaine Maxwell to have sex with me. And they were like, we danced to a song. He was profusely sweating the entire time. And now his defense, that was, he's like, at the time, I couldn't sweat. I had a medical condition. So I had so much adrenaline when I was in the Navy, I couldn't sweat anymore. Now I can sweat again. But then I couldn't sweat, so the story is not true. It's like, dude, what? But, dude, I was laughing thinking of, like, them, the song they danced to was Mambo Number 5. It's like, bam, 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 bam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, the Party no. Prince is just grinding.
The Party Prince, dude.
The bar they were at was called Tramps.
Was it really? No.
He's like, I've never been to Tramps. I don't know the layout of it. Dude, it was so fucking funny.
This guy does rule.
Dude, just him, just a prince's manners around being a pedophile. Of him is like, I must say, this pussy is magnificent. Splendid, really.
You've done it again, Jeffrey. The finest pussy.
This is, I must say, this is splendid.
Immaculate. Dude, these child sex slaves are splendid, Jeffrey.
There's another part at the end where he's like, I must say, Jeffrey's behavior was a bit uncoming. And the lady's like, uncoming? He's a conflicted rapist. And he's like, well, I'm trying to be polite here. Dude. And then he describes himself as being uncoming in the next breath, which is like, okay, dude.
Unbecoming.
It was
uncoming.
A bit
I was going to say, I think they were coming.
It was definitely on. Yeah, it was definitely coming, dude. He was like, and then he's like, you know, the behaviors that Jeffrey was behaved, dude, literally Freudian. It was like, it was the most insane thing I've ever watched. But the whole thing, and the whole point of that is the whole lady's quaking, being like, or not quaking, but she's like, it's just certainly odd to be in Buckingham Palace. She's like nervous to even bring this up. I'm like, wait, do you guys have a fucking king or no? Like,
yeah, they're still afraid.
Why are you guys afraid of these fucking weirdos?
They're still afraid of royalty in England.
They are. I mean, for a good reason.
Yeah,
that shit's been
centuries.
Yeah.
Centuries of just getting killed.
Obviously, I'm 1776. Bro. I'm disgusted watching them kowtow to this. Dude, this is an evil entity.
Hate it.
This is disgusting.
Bro.
Again, the guy's narrative is that he was so interested in business, he somehow got linked up with a known fucking child sex trafficker.
That's just a good business.
And then the only reason he isn't made aware of what was going on is because he's such a prince. Everyone's like, whoa, prince is coming, guys. Chill.
Prince is coming. Hide the kids.
Hide the kids. The prince, we can't fucking misbehave around the prince. So all these billionaires were like, oh, fuck, the prince is here.
Damn.
Like, he was coming in like, and everyone's like, oh, fuck. But yeah, and then he also said that, and then the other like, well, dude, like, there's got to have been a ton of kids going around. He goes, well, I don't want to bring this up, but the way I grew up, we have staff, and I just figured they were servants. So he was just like, I saw a bunch of hot young girls, and naturally was like, they must be servants, and that was it.
Yeah, I was thinking this last night, because they asked, one of the questions at the Democratic debate was, would you press charges against Trump? Like, would you try to lock him up if he's found guilty of all this
Hashtag
shit?
Lock him up.
Yeah, they're trying to do, they're getting their own lock him up chant. They're starting it back.
Hilarious.
And Bernie was like, kind of like, yeah. But then Biden was like, no. Like, we need to heal all this shit. I wonder if that's because Biden and all them are like, we better not fucking lock this guy up or he is going to rat on everyone.
I mean, he must be sitting on wild
Trump
shit.
Trump must be sitting on some wild shit.
I think so, man.
Trump daddy was down there with Epstein, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he hung out with the staff the whole time.
He was there once, too, man.
But maybe he thought they were servants, too.
True.
Maybe that's what he meant by hanging out with the staff.
He was just having sex with
He was
with
just
prostitute.
Fucking
He's like, you can
women.
Fuck the dishwashers here? This is crazy. Yeah, there's also a rape allegation against Bill Clinton. Teenage boy who was like, he raped me when I was a boy.
Damn.
The shit's going wild.
I wonder if the kid's on 4chan.
I was talking to Spud today about this, and I was just kind of, I was talking to Spud about this. Now, apparently, you never know. But even still, it's like, dude, the whole thing of like, Jim Bateman didn't pay his taxes for now it's like he fucking fucks kids.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucks kids and like so do they. Now Hillary Clinton's fucking eating brains and Donald Trump probably fucked
political
boy.
Ads.
Political ads now are he's definitely satanic child molester brain.
Senator
eater.
Martin didn't vote for Title 17. That would have given tax breaks to teachers. He hates teachers. Now it's fucking Bill Clinton performed a satanic ritual off the New England coast.
Oh, wait. Do you want a president that eats the brains of virgins? Hillary Clinton disappeared an entire village in Haiti.
Yeah, Billy was hitting me with all that.
Oh, my God.
He was telling me about the Clinton Foundation. It's so
losing
funny,
$17 billion dude, a fucking year or something. Or $17 million a year.
Him driving a truck around Philly just talking to me for like a half hour about the Clinton Foundation is so funny.
Oh, it's
dude,
the best, dude.
It's incredible.
It is wonderful. It is weird. Like, I'm like, dude, where is this shit going? And it's like, dude, Prince Andrew, the worst part is Prince Andrew was hanging out. That's my thing, too. It's like, he's a prince. That's what princes do. Whatever they want.
Yeah.
He even said, he's like, it's not like now you have to contend with all of this electronic social media stuff. It was never like this. Weirdest, dude. He has the weirdest kind of like, if you watch his interview, it's like him being like, I don't remember, and him being like, definitely not, and him being like, it's just different now, and it's like, what the fuck are you saying?
I mean,
and he keeps describing the behavior as like, it was definitely wasn't that. The way I behaved was not becoming for the royal family. And it's like, are you saying you fucked kids and it was rude? Like, which one is it?
Fucking, it was very rude.
Like, elbows on the table, fucking kids. It's which the fuck is this?
Yeah, I wonder, I mean, imagine that. Like, if you had all the power in the world and no laws, so no matter what you did, you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet royal families have been doing some wild shit for a very long time.
I think it's all true. I think citizens come up with wild, crazy shit. The royals and the elites do weird, crazy shit pretty constantly. And I think it's literally all true.
Yeah.
That people are conspiracy minds. Again, like, the shit, that's the other thing, being like,
what do you mean? What's all true? Do you think Bill Clinton performed satanic rituals off the coast of New England?
No, I think there's a blur. Well,
hit me with that today.
He might have.
Billy hit me with that exactly.
Off the coast of New England, in Cape Cod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
He's out on a boat performing rituals.
I just dislike the term conspiracy because it's like, to be like, this guy probably fucked young kids, like, you're a conspiracy theorist. But it's like, there's a picture of him with his arm around a 17-year-old girl in Ghislaine Maxwell's house with a bunch of other girls who are saying sex trafficked them. And she's the longtime boyfriend of a guy who suspiciously died in prison. So it's like, you gotta hold that label off. But then I will read stuff too about like thenaturalist.com, and it's like just the wildest fucking shit about the Clintons where I'm like, wait, how is this fucking corroborated?
Yeah.
So I think it's true that there's definitely a bunch of people in charge who have done horrible, horrific things who probably don't want that getting out. And then there's this political machine who continuously propagandizes into that same vein that just kind of makes it. It's again, I've talked about this shit before with the hyper normalization from that documentary. It's just, you just inject reality with so much crazy shit that no one knows what's going on anymore. But yeah, so I don't know. I think Prince Andrew is guilty? Yes, I do. I really watch that and I'm like, because again, read his real story. It's like, this prince was interested in business, was conveniently staying with a fucking pedophile, and then flew over to a guy who wasn't his friend, he said. That's a stretch to call my friend. Flew over to be like,
I got your back, bro. We're done being friends.
We're done being friends. Big wink.
Yeah.
And then stayed at his house for three. That's crazy.
He just got I don't know why they didn't just find a different, you know, pedophile sex ring.
Because once you engage in one, they have the dirt on you. You're fucking, you have to do what they say. Unless your mommy goes and fucking kills his ass.
You think the queen did it?
I don't know, dude. I don't know who did it. Could have been anyone. That guy had a ton of powerful people connected to a child sex ring that has been verified as a child sex ring.
Yeah.
He was guilty. He tried to start.
He literally had the Illuminati by the dick.
He tried to start New Thailand.
He did,
dude. He was guilty of trying to start New Thailand. He declared independence from Thailand. Started his own island. But yeah, man. I don't know. The interview, you have to watch the interview.
Man, the flight to Thailand must be so funny.
Oh, my God.
Just see one weird white dude sitting by himself like, ew.
It's a porn theater in the air. It's a porn theater flying to another location. That's what porn theaters do. You sit in them and they're like Mayan rockets. They're just like... They just take off and send you to fucking Thailand. Yeah, man. I was laying in bed just obsessed with Prince Andrew. I kept getting my girl or my wife kept being like, stop. What is that? Turn that off. I was like, I was like time marking stuff and watching, rewinding, and replaying, dude. I was laughing so fucking hard.
Oh man,
I was in tears at breakfast, just eating. And Brittany's like, "What's so funny?" And I was like, I tried to explain Mambo Number 5 to her, and she was just like, "Oh my god, will you stop?"
Who is this? This is quite good. Lou Bega. Wow, Jeffrey, I'd like to have him perform for us. Bring him here. Dude, you think, yeah, Lou probably did a live concert.
For the Queen?
They could get him down there. Yeah,
for the
fucking
party prince?
For the parties?
The party prince, Prince Andrew? He doesn't know why people call him that, dude. Dude, that interview is just the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, she said I was sweating? Yeah, well, I'm going to debunk this right now. I cannot sweat, so...
I had so much adrenaline when I was in the Navy. And then, dude, he like weirdly talks about being in the Navy. And he was like, it's a very lonely time in a person's life. You're in a cabin. And it was like,
are you just saying you fucked guys?
Well, he's talking about.
Why are you telling us you fucked guys?
He's talking about the party prince. And he was like, well, I was in the Navy. And a lot of times, yes, it's very lonely. And you'd get off and people would party. But I didn't partake in that. It's like, okay. He was just too interested in business, dude.
Maybe.
And the funny part is, like, what does your family say? He's like, my family was all close with Jeffrey. And they're like, what's become of Jeffrey, father? Like, his whole family's like, Papa, what's become of Uncle Jeffrey? What is all this madness?
Damn.
He's like, I don't know. I was just there for business, everybody. Dude, it's fucking crazy. His story literally is that he was there for business.
Man, imagine if, like, your wife or girlfriend, like, explained, like, you kept going over this person's house. And she's like, what do you do over there? It's like, nothing. We're just hanging out. Then he gets arrested for, like, sex slavery, and it's like, fuck. She's like, you were hanging out with him a lot. Like, yeah, fucking.
I never saw anything like that. I was curious about how business worked, and
wait,
I needed contacts.
He
needed contacts. What? What
did
you say?
Did these girls, they would just fly the girls in?
Yeah.
All right. They weren't just living at that temple.
The staff, what the staff was saying is.
They weren't concubines at a temple.
They would get flown. So you would see these girls coming with like, they would take them shopping.
What was that fucking temple?
Nobody knows,
that
dude.
That blue and white striped thing with the gold dome?
Nobody knows, dude. There's tons of theories around it. Spud was telling me about that. There was also a pedophile. One of the other princes was connected to. God damn it. I can't remember the guy's name. There was another pedophile ring that was connected. It didn't get kind of like closed out like Epstein's apparently, but it's there's another one the prince was connected to, people did research on.
And that's, yeah, but there's stuff like that, like that dumb temple, that thing.
Yeah,
if it's a temple, I don't, who, what do you even call it? It was probably just dumb Jeffrey Epstein, like some weirdo being like, wow, look at that cool building I built. I don't know what the fuck it means. I just put stripes on it. Now, conspiracy theorists are like, each stripe represents a woman that was fake. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure. So
they all read into all this dumb shit.
And this kind of what I'm talking about. There's two waterfalls. There's a grab bag of horrible events from history. And then there's, you know, conspiratorial thinking that behooves separate political parties. And they just merge into a fucking stream that's totally undecipherable.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, there's horrible stuff that's happening. Yes, but people in charge do horrible stuff. But then there's these political machines that just completely cloud that, and everything comes out. It's just, you don't know what the fuck's going on. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
To be like seven sickles on the thing. And Also, I just watched the Twin Peaks 4-hour explanation. That all that is just like, this thing is that, and this symbolizes, dude, and it's so fucking good.
Really?
Explains Twin Peaks.
You love Twin Peaks.
I love Twin Peaks. And now...